Hey everybody, welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. My name is Ryan.
And I am Dak.
And on this week's episode, we are talking about some of Disney World's and or Disneyland's special events or tours or extras, as they call it, the enchanted extras that you see on their website.
That's right. So what kind of brought this on is we posted a reel for one of our other episodes, and we had a listener. We had a listener comment, and she said, this is Lisa. So Lisa, first of all, thank you for commenting.
Thank you for listening, Lisa.
And thank you for listening, yeah. So Lisa says, enjoy listening to this podcast. Y'all mentioned tours at the end. Would love to hear a podcast from you about the different tours you've been on. I've been at Disney several times, but never taken a tour. So Lisa, this is your episode.
Well, and I think we've talked about this a lot. It's like, hey, if you're listening and you want to hear something, like, you have all the power. Just tell us what you want to hear and we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, that's the biggest thing is, like, if there's something that you are curious about Disney or Disney World or Disney Cruise, we need to do a Disney Cruise episode at some point soon. But just give us a little comment on one of our posts and we will be happy to do some research and give you all the info about that.
So, you know, what's interesting about this topic is that I think when people think of going to Disney World, and we can throw in, like, Disneyland does not have as many offerings for extras that Disney World has. But if you look at their website, there are literally, what, maybe 5 dozen extra things that you can do. So tours, events, after hour stuff, experiences. We're talking about a lot of things that Disney offers that's just not theme park or water park or dining. It's like there's a lot of extras here.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is, like you said, when you plan a Disney trip, you're thinking, okay, we're going to Magic Kingdom on day one, Animal Kingdom on day two, you know, and you kind of plan your trip around, you know, what park you're going to be in, what day, what rides you're thinking about getting on. You know, now with the Fast Pass changing to, it's not even Fast Pass. Wow, I went back two changes. Lightning Lane now changing to, the name is escaping me. The new experience. It's going back to the FastPass system, basically, but paid for.
That's how confusing it is for us, even those that go to Disney on often as we do. Like, it's still confusing to talk about. Is it? No, it's not FastPass. It's not like Lightning multi-day pass. Is it the multi-day pass?
Multi-pass.
The
multi-pass. That's
the multi-pass.
It. So anyway, so you're planning your day around, you know, what you're going to do, where you're going to eat, all these things, and these tours and events, these extra activities don't really cross your mind. And I would say if your first time, maybe second, even third time going to Disney World, this may not hit your radar. But as you go more times and want to experience new things at Disney World, I think some of these tours and events are awesome. Some of the things you can do are simply amazing. So we put together a list. What we'll do is try to keep it as organized as possible so it's not confusing to you as a listener. It's much easier as you go to the website and just search Disney special events and tours, or you can also search Disney enchanting extras. But what we did is we took those lists and we divided them out into by park, by resort.
And by this is what Dak did.
Yeah. By location, essentially, is what I'm getting at. Is I thought it'd be easier to follow along as a listener if you knew, okay, these are all the things you can get at Magic Kingdom. These are all the things you can do at Epcot that are extras.
And it's going to be highly unlikely that we cover all of them because there are just the sheer number of extras that you can do. There's no way we can cover them all in one episode.
Right. We may mention them, but we're not going to go into a whole lot of detail. So the first thing I would tell you is, as you're getting into these tours and different extra events, be sure to look at what the age limits may be. Some of these tours are very specific by age, meaning that your littles can't come with you. And we'll get into that and the reasons why, but just be aware that There are age restrictions in some cases. And then the other thing that I would say to be aware of is that if you are doing some of these extra events or tours that are within the parks, so you're at a specific park, you still need a park ticket. You're not going to Magic Kingdom to do a tour without having a day pass at least to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, and that brings up a good point because there are some things that, so yeah, you need your park admission, but there are some things that are included with the park admission that are free to do, and we'll do a separate episode, right? We talked about that.
Well, not a separate episode, but I'll break that out.
Okay.
So we'll do.
Dax prepared.
We'll do the paid tours. Let's talk about those first.
Okay.
And then some fun free extras that you may not know that you can just do with your kids and as you go throughout the parks. It's just a fun thing that's a Disney extra.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's get into it. So let's just start with the big ones at Magic Kingdom. So from what I was able to pull, there are three main tours that you can take at the Magic Kingdom. Not tours, tours and events. The first one I have on my list is Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Cute.
Yeah. Have you ever done this?
Yeah. Yeah. Our girls have done it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, not you.
No, I... That they would have something else for that. No. I've never done it personally. Yeah, but we've done it with our girls. Fun event. Fun. You know.
So just a brief description, maybe. So it is done in the castle, and what it is you bring your little princess or prince. Now is offered. It's a 90-minute experience. It's going to run you anywhere from $100 to about $450. There's different packages that you can purchase.
I'm laughing at that because I'm looking at the princess signature dress package starting at $450.
Yeah. 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 Starts at $450.
That's insane.
So, yeah. And again, this just kind of goes back to this is an additional cost. This is not included as part of your park ticket. This is an additional cost. So what they do is they go in and they dress your little princess up. You're more than welcome on some of these packages to bring your own princess dress to have them put on. Some packages you can flat out buy the dress as part of the whole package, but it's a fun experience. For us, it was a one and done. Our girls we did ours first thing in the morning so that they could be dressed up all day. By 1:30 or 2 o'clock, they were done.
I've always, you know, what's interesting about this? They do seem to be a little, you know, if you go during the summer and have this done, I kind of feel bad for the little princesses because I'm like, they've got to be hot.
Yeah.
With those dresses and that makeup and their hair is done all beautifully. It's like, like I said, we've done it. So we've been there. I wonder how comfortable it is
for sure.
The little princesses.
Yeah. It was enough for them to get pictures. I think we visited a couple meet and greets with some princesses. So it was cool to have them all dressed up next to the princess, but after that it was like, okay, get me in shorts and a t-shirt and tennis shoes so we can enjoy the park. All right, the next one I had on my list,
but real fast, with Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, again, it's been a while since we've been in there, but I think you could still go in there and get pixie dusted.
Oh yes. Yeah. You know where else you can do that is I believe the barbershop there on Main Street. Sorry, I couldn't get that word out of my mouth. Okay. But yeah, the barbershop, it's free.
Yeah.
Like, and that is something adults could do.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. All right. Next one I had for Magic Kingdom is the Keys of the Kingdom tour.
And you have done this.
I have done this. So this is a Magic Kingdom tour. It's about 5 hours. Years a lunch included. It's going to run you anywhere between about $130 and $150 for the tour. Listen, guys, I cannot recommend this tour any more than I possibly can. Like, it is so amazing. So what happens is you're going to meet you're going to meet at the beginning of the day because lunch is included as part of this. So you're going to meet at the beginning of the day and you're going to be assigned a tour guide. There's probably about 20 to 30 people in the tour group. And they literally just walk you around Magic Kingdom. They talk to you about the windows and the names on the windows. You get to go down underneath Magic Kingdom into the utilidors. Your lunch is at Columbia Harbor House. It's solid. Just, yeah, you go behind in the offstage areas. So we went behind Splash Mountain. We saw a lot of the parade tour. I'm having a hard time getting words out today. You know, all the parade vehicles and all of that stuff we saw behind kind of the scenes.
The staging area.
For yes, some of the thank you. Props, yeah. I don't know why I'm struggling so much. But and then our tour guide was one of those Disney history buffs. And so we took several breaks throughout it's a walking tour. So we took several breaks throughout the tour. And she was just like, do y'all have any questions for us? One of the questions I asked was like, what was one of your, as a cast member, one of your most magical experiences? And she was part of that 1,000 Dreams or 100 Dreams. I can't remember what it was called. And she got to be part of the team that as families would come into Magic Kingdom, they would identify, okay, this is the family that we're going to choose today that's going to be part of our 100 Dreams. And then they just, you know, gave them a magical experience it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. That'd be a fun job.
That would be an amazing job. Yeah.
Now with this tour, this does have an age limit. I think it's 16, right?
Yeah. So this is one of those that definitely has an age limit. They want to keep the magic alive for, you know, obviously for little kids. And so,
and they probably don't want little kids running around.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, disturbing it for others.
So I will say this, when we went down into the Utilidors, what's interesting. So the Utilidors, for those who aren't aware of this, it's the underground tunnel system that exists underneath most of the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, so Magic Kingdom is actually...
You're on level two.
You're level two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you go down. We actually entered down by like Winnie the Pooh and Pinocchio's house there. And so you go down below and they have maps because it's huge, right? So think of being completely underground on the Magic Kingdom, but having no visuals to show you where you're going. You're just in these long, you know, tunnels. And so they have maps and everything like that. But like literally you're seeing cast members. I mean, we walked past the princess prep stage area. And so we probably had like 8 princesses walk by us as they were going out to go on stage. And so they just don't want little kids,
yeah,
you know, seeing
sure.
that.
That makes sense.
And there's regular music playing. I think Maroon 5 was going on in the background and we kind of like all chuckled about it. And she's like, look, if if you're a cast member and you are working the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, you're walking on as a guest the first time and you're like, you know, singing along and bebopping along. Yeah, too. I hope. But by the time you've heard that 1500 times through your 8-hour workday, you get a little tired of, you know, the dwarf singing hi ho.
Yeah, Dak would be down there with some Metallica.
So you gotta
get
like
his head right.
Yeah, you gotta have like a little break from, you know, the total Disney immersion.
No, that makes sense.
Okay. So that's a fun tour. I would absolutely recommend it.
Yeah, and that only starts, they only have morning slots. It's not something that you can pick up in the afternoon. It's only like 8:30, 9, like 9:30 or something like that, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, and then the last thing, I put this in Magic Kingdom, but it actually goes throughout all of the parks, and that is you can take a private VIP tour. So this is like your upper echelon. You know, this tour is a 7-hour minimum. You can have up to 10 guests. And the price range is anywhere from $450 to $900 an hour.
And this is really what the celebrities do.
Yeah.
When they come into town, you typically don't see the celebrities very often because they are on these private tours and they're kind of getting the backstage access and being, you know, doted over and, you know, handled.
It's an absolute, you know, white gloves experience for them. Yeah. And my closest point of coming to being, you know, seeing this in action is we happened to be there during the Pro Bowl week 1 year. So the Pro Bowl was being held in Orlando and we happened to be there the Thursday, Friday, Saturday before the Pro Bowl. And literally all the NFL guys were out there with their entourage and then the Disney VIP tour guide. And it was amazing. Just to see, you know, first of all, to see all these celebrities and these NFL players, and then to kind of see the tour guides in action. And they will do anything. Like, they're watching your kids, they're running off to get you, you know, a drink or some food or whatever. They're totally taking care of you.
I would think
you.
So for, you know, $900 an hour.
Yeah.
Hey, I want a filet mignon.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, let's make that happen.
Right. Sure, and Mr. I know Ryan. You're like, so they're taking you, you're, this is beyond like the lightning lane. You're getting even more exclusive access to the rides. Give you a quick story. So we were there while this was going on, and Steve Young, we just happened to be at Splash Mountain when
famous
Steve,
quarterback for the 49ers.
Yes. Yep. Yes. So he was there, and they kind of walked him and his family on. And then even when they were getting off the ride, they had a special exit. So they were, you know, kind of, and I can understand there's probably some safety concerns there as well.
For sure.
They don't want guests, you know, mobbing some of these people. I know Kobe Bryant used to be in the parks all the time.
Yeah, he was a big Disney fan.
Yeah. Anyways, maybe getting off topic a little bit, but it was just cool to see these guys and see the VIP tour.
And I wonder how that affects your Disney experience. And not to get too far off topic here, but let's say you are a celebrity and can afford this type of a tour. I mean, for everyday people like us, we get to go to the parks and just enjoy the magic that exist within, right? We are, you know, we're getting away from that everyday life. We're putting our stresses behind us. That's part of the magic of going to Disney. But we are standing in line with everybody else.
Yeah.
That's just part of the experience. But then you have this particular tour, the VIP private tour as a celebrity. I just wonder what that experience feels like. Like, if you're a big Disney lover, right? And you just, I just want to go to Disney today and just be there, but I can't, because if I'm standing in line for Space Mountain, more times than not, people are going to recognize who I am.
Oh yeah.
I mean, would I take all the money that came along with the fame? I mean, probably yes, but also there's something about being able to experience Disney in our own way that sure. doesn't involve needing a private guide to kind of keep us common folk away. You know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. No, I agree. And I think, you know, again, I think that this is just the world they live in, right? Like, they can't go to the movies, they can't go to the grocery store. They, you know, I'm sure this is something they've dealt with.
Yeah. I'm sure when they look at their bank account, they're okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's keep going. So Epcot. Epcot, there are three different tours. Probably won't go into these as big of a detail or as much detail. The first one is called Behind the Seeds. This is one I think I would like to experience. It's $39 to $45. It's a one-hour tour. You go into their greenhouses and the land pavilion, and you basically get to see the behind-the-scenes of how Disney handles all of the horticulture and landscaping and everything about what they do, from not just a plant growth, but even a conservation type of experience where they teach you all about Disney conservation and everything that they do.
I'm surprised you haven't done this, because it's relative. I mean, compared to all the other tours, this is really cheap.
Yeah. And it's 1 hour. You're not dedicating your whole day to it. So definitely needs to be on my list, but it's hard to do when you're with your family and just say, hey, see you guys in an hour or so. And
yeah. And this one is pretty much anybody can do, but
yeah,
you have to be at least three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of others that I think would be really cool is in the Epcot Seas location, you can do a scuba dive. So you can go into the aquarium. It's a massive aquarium. It's $230 to $250 for 2 hours of scuba diving in the aquarium. So when you're going through the Nemo ride, the Finding Nemo ride, and you come out and there's the aquarium there in the seas, you can scuba dive down in there. And then they also have a swimming with the dolphins experience. It's about $210, also about 2 hours. And they'll just, you know, you can do this on cruises and stuff like that. But They just
yeah, and with the scuba thing, this is not one of those experiences where they're going to teach you how to scuba first.
No, no, no.
You have to be certified before you can do this. Yeah,
for sure. For sure. All right. Heading over to Animal Kingdom, they have some really awesome ones. So they have the Wild Africa Trek. It's about $220. It's a 3-hour tour where you get a walk around basically the behind the scenes of Animal Kingdom. You probably have seen this.
I was about to say, you see them when you're on the safari, right?
Yeah. They go across that little catwalk thing and are tethered in on that rope bridge where you walk over the crocodiles. Would you do that?
Would I walk over the crocodiles?
Yeah.
Man. I'd be fine with that.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
But you get to meet, like, you get to see, like, the giraffes and rhinos and hippos, all that. So I think that would be an awesome, you know, a couple episodes back in February, we did our most romantic things. I think that would be a fun date activity.
It would. Oh, yeah. That would be a fun date. Yeah. That'd be a fun date.
All right. A couple of others they got. Savor the Savannah. This is basically also on the safari ride. You see that little cottage looking thing out on the savannah. You get to go out there, have dinner and some hors d'oeuvres and everything.
You're talking my language.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. You're just sitting out there chilling, watching the animals, you know, migrate around that open savannah area. They have Caring for Giants. That's a $40 cost. It's a 60-minute experience where you go and get to learn about the elephants. You get to watch them from a safe viewing area. And then the same thing with rhinos. They have Up Close with Rhinos. It's a $50 experience. You get to view the rhinos. And then this is cool. At the Animal Kingdom Lodge, you have the Starlight Safari. This is a night vision animal watch. So they literally give you night vision goggles. You get to go out onto the safari and watch the animals roam around at night with night vision goggles.
Okay, so you know what I think about when you say that? I think of the scene from Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
Where the T-Rex has now broken through the gate.
Yes, yeah.
And they're there in those Jeeps, and the little boy finds the night vision. He's looking around like, you know, looking for anything he can find. I'm like, I don't know if I want to be in the savanna with night vision. I don't know if I want to see things that are crawling around at night.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so that's all of your in-park experiences at the parks. Now the rest are all
Nothing in Hollywood Studios?
Yeah, nothing that I could find, that I could see. No,
So no tours per se.
No tours, right. But different experiences you could do there.
Yeah.
So here's some. We'll kind of go through these a little bit faster. These are some that you can do at the resorts. So there's a Segway tour.
I've heard of this. This is something that I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Segway tour. It's at Wilderness.
Wilderness Campgrounds.
Fort Wilderness Campgrounds. It's a 2-hour Segway tour. It's about $90 per person. I don't know how much this would hit my radar. It's called Colors of Coronado Painting. You can go and do a little painting experience at Coronado Springs. I guess maybe if you were there for a while.
I mean, if you like to paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Spanish mosaic art experience also at Coronado Springs. So you put together like a little mosaic.
Okay. Not for me.
Not for me. These are a couple of cool ones. So horseback riding also at Fort Wilderness. You can like this to me, this, you know, kind of pulls back or dates back to the original Disneyland. You used to be able to go horseback riding like literally in Disneyland Park, and you'd be on these little horses and they just walk you through. That's where Big Thunder Mountain is right now, is kind of the area that you used to be able to go horseback riding.
Not down
at
Main,
Disneyland.
Not down Main Street.
Not down Main Street, no.
I was like, I wonder if they got their ankles rolled in the train tracks.
Yeah. But yeah, so you can go horseback riding at Fort Wilderness. It's about $65 per person. It's a 45-minute horse ride. This would be cool. You can do carriage rides also at Fort Wilderness and Port Orleans Resort.
Port Orleans, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. They even do like sleigh rides in the wintertime. And then you can do fishing excursions. So you can do a 2-hour and a 4-hour fishing excursion with a guided tour. They'll take you around like Seven Seas Lagoon and different areas where you can go throughout Disney World on property. They have tons of lakes there, and you can do some fishing at Disney World.
And this would be a great experience for those out there that may have a spouse who maybe doesn't get the Disney magic.
Good point, yeah.
You know, they're there because the family wants to be there, but maybe they're like, ah, this is not my thing. Well, hey, you're fishing for bass there. Yeah. They're in those lagoons. Get you a little private tour, like you said. Get you some fishing in, and I think that's a great alternative for someone who doesn't necessarily like. Well, I don't say like, doesn't like, but is not into Disney as much.
Yeah, yeah. If you're there for a week or whatever, and Dad needs a break from the parks, or whoever, and you want it like that's a good point. So there's some things that we haven't mentioned, but you can do like a spa day at Disney World. There's two signature golf courses at Disney World. So lots of different activities.
Lots of different activities.
Here's one. You can do a boat rental, like a motorized boat rental. It's about $49 for every half hour. So a little pricey, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's pricey.
But you can go, and if you guys are into boating, you can, you know, tour around and, you know, do your own little boat excursion. And then we've mentioned this one before. If you're not into driving the boat yourself, you can take a specialty cruise. It's a fireworks cruise. So we mentioned this again on our romantic episode there in February. It's a chartered boat. I'm going to read the description. It says, for your comfort of a chartered boat, your party can set sail for International Gateway near World Showcase Lagoon to watch the skies light up over Epcot, or embark on the waters of the Seven Seas Lagoon and Bay Lake near Magic Kingdom Park with synchronized audio on board to fully immerse you in the moment. Each cruise is accompanied by a captain and includes assorted snacks and soft drinks. Festive banners and balloons are also included in the cost and can be requested at the time of booking. Yeah. It's about $450.
Okay.
But I think that would be... Again, this is not a every time experience, but I think as a special occasion to go out on a boat and watch the fireworks from the lake, dude, that would be awesome.
I wonder how many people have proposed during that.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta be.
That'd be fun.
Gotta be a lot. All right. A few more offsite. This is one you and I have done with our wives and Randy, our co-host. We, all three of us, and as couples, did this. This is Amaret's Patisserie Cake Decorating.
Amaret's Patisserie?
So, this is fun. This was a fun experience.
It was. It was a lot
Disney
of fun.
Disney Springs, you can go to Amaret's. It's the patisserie bakery there.
No, you got
to
say it right. Patisserie?
I can't say it like you. So, they give you a little dome Mickey cake. It's a mousse cake. But it's, you know, got the, I don't know, all the decorating stuff. But again, this is an adult experience as well. So you're not taking your kids to this one. Pricey. It's about $200 per person. But you decorate, you get to decorate a Mickey cake. And it is a lot of fun. Our group probably only had, 8 to 10 people in the whole
experience. It was a full class. But again, yeah, there's probably 6-7 couples.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that was it.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Really fun. Really fun experience. Again, probably a special occasion, date night sort of thing.
And it's only held in the morning.
Yeah.
There's like a one time a day that you can do this.
Yeah, it's pretty exclusive.
Yeah.
All right. One
the cake,
more.
The cake was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. It's good cake and all that stuff. I don't know. $400 good, but.
And they will, well, I don't know if any cake's worth $400, but you're paying for the experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And they will hold the cake for you throughout the day.
Yes,
so
yeah.
So you can go back, pick it up later.
Yeah, for sure. All right. One more thing that's at a cost, but I thought this was really cool. Did you know you can go surfing at Disney World?
I did not know that.
So at Typhoon Lagoon. They have a wave pool, and you can go surfing there. It's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, I'm glad it's not in the lake there.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. So you can do, there's two types. You can do a public where you go with a group, or you can do a private surfing tour. Each is about 3 hours. They're going to run the public ones are about $245 to $300 or so. And they can literally, you can also get surfing lessons there. But if you already know how to surf, you can go out to Typhoon Lagoon and go surfing early one morning or late one evening and catch some waves.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever surfed?
I've been body, what do they call it?
Bodyboarding?
Yeah. In San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Almost killed myself.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Yeah. So here in Galveston, people do surf in Galveston. We don't have the huge waves that the West Coast does.
Yeah.
But bodyboarding is something we can do here.
Yeah.
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 That's about it.
San Diego's another story for another day, but yeah, almost killed myself. It was fun, but crazy experience. All right. So those are the paid Disney World experiences. Let's talk about some of the free.
Some freebies.
Okay. Some freebies. And I think these are a lot of fun. We've done all of these with our girls, and it's a lot of fun. Again, not something you set out to do, but definitely something that you can do as you're going throughout the parks. So the first one is at Animal Kingdom. It's called Wilderness Explorers.
Okay.
So there's different little posts where you can get a little booklet. It's all about from the movie Up, you go around and you get little merit badges in your booklet. And so as you go throughout Animal Kingdom, there's little stations where it will let you know that it's a Wilderness Explorer station. And there will be cast members there that are dressed up in their little scout uniforms, you know, like Russell. And and they teach you. It's very educational. They're going to teach you all about the animals in that particular area of the park. They're going to teach you about, fossils and all of that. In some cases, conservation is a big part of it. I think at Animal Kingdom in general, conservation is a big topic.
For sure.
And so it's just really fun. And again, great for kids to do to keep them entertained as they go throughout the parks.
Yeah, there's like 25 badges you can collect.
Yeah.
Like it's a good fun thing to do.
It's a very fun thing to do. Okay, over at Magic Kingdom, there is the Pirates Adventure Treasure of the Seven Seas. So I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but there's a little building in between Pirates of the Caribbean, and I'm trying to like think of it in my mind's eye as I'm describing this. So it's behind past Pirates of the Caribbean, but not quite all the way over now to Tiana's Bayou Adventure, Splash Mountain.
If you walk out the side door of Pecos Bill,
yes,
you'll first go to the bathroom because that's where you need to go
first.
Yeah,
that's right. That's a good pro tip is those are unused, relatively unused, accessible bathrooms. If you ever need,
I was more referring
break.
To the fact that you just had eaten at Pecos Bill, and you needed to go to the bathroom.
Gotcha.
But no, it's right. So again, if you know Pecos Bill, there's a side door. If you walk out that side door, that's where
it's called the Crow's Nest. I didn't even know it had an actual name. So it's called the Crow's Nest, and you pick up a basically like a pirate map that allows you to go throughout all of Adventureland, and you go on these little missions where you discover things. The coolest one that I've seen is right outside of Pirates of the Caribbean. There's like little clues and basically like a giant, what are those rooms called? Escape room type of experience where you put little clues together and then things will go off. Well, outside of Pirates of the Caribbean, there's cannons up on the, building, and you can actually set those cannons off. They'll like fire and stuff.
Oh, I didn't
like
know that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's part of this experience?
That's part of this pirate adventure experience. And so there's different missions. There's five different missions you can go on. You get a treasure finder card at the end of each mission, and if you collect all five and get your hands on the sixth and final card, you get to meet Captain Jack Sparrow himself. There you go. So again, something I wouldn't necessarily set out to do, but if you have some little pirates in your crew, you know, your little family crew, and they want to do something extra, this is a nice, fun, extra event that they can do at the Magic Kingdom.
That's free.
That's free.
Okay.
And then the last one, it's called KidCot Fun Stops. They're in Epcot. So as you're going, I like this one because
and I'm glad they brought it back.
Yeah.
They got rid of it during COVID.
So it's around the world showcase, which I think for kids in general is can be a little boring. I know my girls struggled with it. There's very few areas within the world showcase that are kid entertaining. Maybe the trains in Germany is what I'm thinking. But yeah. KidCot is fun little stops. There's basically one almost at every country within the World Showcase. And they stop and they get a little coloring exercise, or what they're doing is they're collecting different stamps from around the countries. And it just keeps them entertained. So, again, is it something that I would set out to do with my kids as I go to Epcot? No. But is it something that as you stop at the first country and check things out, you grab a little KidCot, little handheld stamp board? Yes, I would absolutely do that. It's fun for the kids to keep them entertained.
I think if you're there for an extended trip, maybe 6 or 7 days,
yeah,
I think you can really take your time at Epcot, because I mean, I think the Imagineers and the planners of Epcot knew this. They needed to have something for little kids to do, because yeah, walking around and seeing, you know, Circle Vision, you know, Canada Circle Vision 3D is probably not going to appeal to a 5-year old.
Not really entertaining.
You know, so having this KidCot thing, which yeah, it's at all the pavilions. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, and there's little cast members running it, and it is fun.
Yeah.
All right. Want to head over to the West Coast, talk just a couple Disneyland, or did you have any others over at Disney World?
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay, cool. So over at Disneyland, a lot of repeats. So you have the VIP tours you can do at Disneyland, about the same pricing. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. Got to slow down.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Yeah. Same type of deal. Couple of unique ones to Disneyland. You can do a Disneyland Railroad tour.
This sounds cool.
I would 100% do this. It's a 2-hour tour. They take you behind the scenes with all of the railroad. As you know, if you're a Disney fan, Walt was a huge railroad person.
Huge railroad guy. Love trains.
And so it's about $135. Totally would do that. Totally would have that experience. Another one they have, this is right up my alley, of course, is Cultivating the Magic. You told me about this. Yeah. I didn't even know this existed. It is another one of these horticultural tours. It's 2 hours. They take you all through Disneyland, show you all the different plants and different ways that they landscape throughout Disneyland. Would love to do that. Would absolutely do that.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
I love learning about all the landscaping.
You should post a picture of your backyard, and because I think we've talked about this, like how you just love,
yes,
you love outdoors, you love horticulture, you love plants and flowers, but I think people need to see your backyard,
yeah,
to understand your appreciation of that.
Yeah, it's designed after the Polynesian Resort.
Yes,
that was my
it's amazing
inspiration.
It's amazing.
All right, and then the last tour. This is, dude, this would 100% be on my bucket list. It's called the Walt's Main Street Story Tour. It's $160. The description is, on this intimate walking tour, discover hidden details, little known facts, and endearing trivia about Disneyland's parks, magnificent Main Street USA. Listen as your dedicated tour guide regales you, but I don't know what regales means, so I'm not going to use that word. Tells you about behind the scenes stories and enchanting tidbits throughout this 90-minute experience. Dude, how great would a behind the scenes tour be at the original park, Walt's Park?
Well, you get to visit his apartment.
You get to go in the apartment, yes.
You get refreshments.
You get refreshments. Man, I mean, if you're a big nostalgic Disney, you know, fan, I can't think of a more awesome tour.
Yeah. I mean, it is 160 bones.
160 bucks, though, for 90 minutes. That's pretty quick. That's going to go fast. That could be one of those things you do on a regular park visit and not feel like you're giving up a lot of your paid ticket time in the parks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about this on our last episode or two episodes ago. You know, you're waiting 60 to 90 minutes for a ride, so this mm-hmm. would be just another one of those experiences.
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
I would do it, though. I think because, you know, if you contrast the two parks, Disneyland was Walt's park.
Yeah, totally. You know,
even though Disney World came from the ideas of his, he wasn't there to see it finished. I mean, much less even have a lot to do with the planning. I mean, he passed on, unfortunately, right. And Roy finished the Disney World project. But Disneyland was Walt's park.
Yeah, totally.
He would be there. He would walk up and down the street, Main Street. He would stay there in the apartment. He'd go to the apartment, just look out the window to see the crowds.
Totally.
You know, so I think to be able to do that tour would
special.
Be very special.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, and then just to wrap up, a couple of free events or activities you can do at Disneyland. One is called the Extravaganza. Egg as in EGG.
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza. This is fun. So during the Easter time frame, there's different eggs that are placed throughout downtown Disney and throughout the parks where you can see they've decorated the eggs to be like the characters. And it's kind of a fun little hide and seek game. And then in the fall, during October, you can do Pluto's Pumpkin Pursuit. And this is a lot of fun too. So downtown Disney has pumpkins up on the, walls of the different buildings and so forth, and they're all decorated like the characters. And so it's, again, is it something you like go there to specifically do? Probably not, but is it fun for you and the kids to like, oh, hey, there's Pluto's, you know, pumpkin, and oh, there's Donald's pumpkin? Yeah, it's a lot of fun to see those decorated, and quite frankly, it might give you some ideas for your own pumpkin or egg decorating experiences when you go back home.
Let's go, dude. Let's go. Let's buy a ticket. Let's go today.
Yeah. So, a couple of things we didn't mention, you know, that are just fun. Like, there's other things, right? So, there's the different nighttime events and different, you know, you can get married at Disney World. There's so many things you can do at the parks besides the parks. As weird as that sounds. So many different experiences you can have that you just don't right off the top of your head think about, like, hey, we could go bass fishing at Disney World if we wanted to.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you know what they say too, that you could go to Disney every day for a year and not be able to complete everything.
Yeah,
not be able
I totally believe that.
And I think, again, we are huge fans of Disney. Heck, we have a podcast about Disney. And it's like, there's a reason to that because there are so many things to do. And it's not just about going and buying a ticket and riding rides. It's about these other experiences that they have created and offer that I think was what makes Disney World really, and Disneyland just really, really fun.
Yeah. One thing, I'll just do this and maybe we can jump into a quick magical scenario about tours.
I've got one, by the way. Do you have a magical
scenario? No, I don't.
I've got one.
Okay, great. Okay. So one thing they used to do, they don't do anymore, I really hope they bring it back, is it was a pirate tour, but it was just for little kids. And so what you would do is it was at different resorts. One was at the Grand Floridian. One was at Port of Orleans. I'm trying to remember where the other one was. Maybe Coronado or one of those that's attached to a waterway. Anyways, they would get probably 10 kids, and it was an age group. You had to be like 6 to 9 or something like that, or I can't remember all the details, but they would take the kids, they would get them dressed up in little pirate gear, you know, like an eye patch, and maybe give them little plastic swords or whatever. We did this with our girls multiple times because they just loved it. And so they would get these really high energy cast members, and they would sing pirate songs, and they would go on little boat rides through the waterways of Disney World, and they'd be singing pirate songs and looking for gold doubloons, and just it was so fun. We have pictures. I'll have to find them and post them on Instagram of our little girls dressed up as pirates and, you know, doing their little finger hook thing and making their R.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was, man, it was a great experience.
And that reminds me of the, so for Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, you know, they used to have kind of a makeover place inside the gift shop at Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Do you say Caribbean or do you say Caribbean?
I don't know. Yeah. Both.
But, and the room is still there. It's locked off, but you can see through the wind, the little, you know, windows that have the bars on them, like a pirate jail cell. They used to do makeovers for kids that would want to look like a pirate.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know why they don't do that anymore. Yeah. Is that a COVID cutback? I don't know.
Maybe. Anyways, so let's get into your magical scenario. Last final word I'd say on this is just, you know, do some, if you ever want to do one of these tours or do something extra at Disney World, so many things that could appeal to so many different personalities and, you know, visitors from grandma and grandpa on down to the little ones to just do some extra experiences.
Yeah, I would say pro tip is it's not just about going to the theme park and riding rides. If you're with a large party, there's lots of things. Just hop on Disney World's website or Disneyland's website and just search special events, special tours, and there's a whole list that pops up. Yeah. It's really cool. So here's my magical scenario.
All right.
So Mr. Head of Imagineering comes to you, Dak, and says, "Hey, Mr. Dak, I need you to create a new tour for anywhere in one of the parks. It can be anything you want to do. We need to have a new tour that we can offer to our guests."
Golly. Do you have yours already thought up, like what you would do?
Of course not.
Well, okay. So I will say this, since Hollywood Studios, and we kind of alluded to this before when we, a different magical scenario when we were talking about what to do with the hotel there in Hollywood Studios, the Star Wars Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
So I would build a tour around a Star Wars experience. So it would be kind of a, you know, adult or kid dress up where you could go behind the scenes or have a unique experience there in Galaxy's Edge. Maybe combo that with like basically like a Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, but with a Star Wars twist. So, and I know you can do like a lightsaber build and a droid build and stuff like that. Those are two things we didn't mention that are extras that you could do. But I think
those are pretty common.
Those are pretty common.
Most people know about those.
But I think comboing that and putting that into just an entire experience where you build a lightsaber, you build a droid, you get to dress up as a Jedi or a Sith. You get to go to, you know, Spaceship 2000?
220.
220, yeah. Sorry.
Space 220.
Space 220.
You're talking about the restaurant, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm really struggling this morning. That's where you have your lunch. Like, just a whole immersive experience of the Star Wars world. And then maybe even do, you know, something with the Millennium Falcon or Rise where you get a private... you know, experience on that as well.
Okay.
So that's what I would do.
Okay.
Some sort of Star Wars themed tour experience.
Okay. No, I like that. I would go back. So a few episodes ago, we talked about doing like a Keys to the Imagineer tour.
Oh, yes.
I've thought about that more. I'm like, okay, so here's what I would do. You get, you know, a 3 to 4 hour block with an Imagineer. And let's just say Tony Baxter.
Just for example.
Tony Baxter, if you're out there, hit us up. Find us on Instagram. No, but okay, so you get to just walk with him. Like this is a tour slash, hey, we're going to go hop on some rides together and I'm going to tell you about these attractions. I'm going to tell you
how
I design these attractions, how the Imagineers, how we do this. And then we're going to ride them. We're going to have some lunch and we're just going to hang out for 3 to 4 hours.
How much would you pay for that experience? Would you pay $1,000 for that experience?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah. That is such a great idea.
But I'm not talking about you're with a group of 10. Like this is a one-on-one.
Oh.
Dude, a one-on-one tour.
Wow.
Maybe you in a private group. Maybe, you know.
Kind of like a VIP tour where you have up to 10 people.
But like maybe up to, you know, whatever your group, like you're not going to be paired with anybody you don't know. Like this is just your private party.
Wow.
And Tony Baxter is your private tour guide. And he is taking you, he's showing you all the secrets. And I know some people don't want to know the secrets because it would ruin the magic.
Yeah.
I like to know the secrets. To me, it enhances the magic.
Well, just to have that experience where you're walking with him through the parks and he's just kind of like giving you like, you know, as we're going through the, you know, the design process and we're thinking about how we're going to do Big Thunder Mountain or how we're going to do, you know, Star Tours and come up with that idea. That alone would be pretty awesome. And then to take a lunch break and just like sit down and have lunch with him and ask him questions or, you know, whatever, whoever it was, whether it's Tony or whether it's, you know, Tom Morrow or, you know, any of these big time Imagineers, it would just be so phenomenal.
Yeah. I think that's what, if they came to me and said, design a tour, I'm like, guys, I already got it.
Yeah.
And it's going to,
I like yours better than
it's
that.
It's going to make money because people want to do it. Oh, they want to have that access.
If you could get the buy-in from the actual Imagineers where they're like, yeah, you know, my cut is this.
Oh, imagine Tony, you approaching Tony, hey Tony, can you come to Magic Kingdom, you know, once or twice a week?
Yeah.
And just give a 3 to 4 hour tour. You know, we'll split the ticket with you. So you're making, you know, if it's $1,000 a person, you got a party of four.
Yeah.
You know, $2,000 for 4 hours worth of work.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably doesn't need the money, but, you know, I think just to, or maybe it's not even a paid tour. Maybe it's one of those, like, you get to stay in Cinderella's suite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you just get chosen. Hey guys, you're in the park today. I got this Imagineer over here, Bruce Vaughn, you know?
Yeah.
He wants to give you a private tour. What do you say? Sign me up.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So fun show.
Fun show.
Not
good information.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, just another invitation to you as a listener. If there's something you're interested in that you would like us to kind of talk about, maybe we haven't touched on it yet, we'd love to hear from you. So give us a like and a follow on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Give us a comment about something you'd want to hear about on the show or maybe something you're tired of us talking about on the show. And we'll be happy to give you a shout out and talk about whatever it is that's on your mind or you want to learn about.
You know what's fun about this episode is it got me thinking about all the things that we can do, right? And I'm like, you know, there may or may not be a trip in the near future.
Oh, yeah.
To one of the parks. And I don't know. I might consider doing one of these experiences.
Yeah, I totally would. Yeah.
You know, because again, when you go, when we do our guys trips, right, we're just paying for ourselves. We're not having to pay for the entire family. So it's economically speaking, it's easier to, you know, justify this added expense, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks, guys. It was a fun episode. We'll see you next time.
Take care.